Are you feeling stressed? On today's episode, we are going to be talking about work, personal, and financial stress, and talk about general stress relief tips to help you overcome them.
Welcome to the Marketing to the Moon podcast, brought to you by A&E Marketing. I'm Evan.
And I'm Alex.
So, Alex, when's the last time you were stressed?
Right now, actually.
Oh, really? Doing this podcast?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not the podcast itself, but, you know, work, life. I think everyone at every point in their life has some kind of stress. You're never at a point in your life where nothing is stressing you. And I personally feel like if you are, then you're not doing something right.
Yeah, you're not where you should be in life, because life is always going to be a little bit of stressfulness, have a little stressfulness. But at the end of the day, it's about how you manage stress and go about it. Obviously, there's such thing as too much stress and chronic stress that is not cohesive to your well-being.
Exactly. And I think being a business owner, we have a different level of stress. And, you know, obviously everyone else has, like, you know, if you have a regular job, you're going to have stress at that job. You know, you're obviously going to want to meet your responsibilities and requirements for that job. But being a business owner, when you run the show, there's just a different level of stress. Because not only do you have to make the business succeed for yourself, but you also have employees that you have to be able to pay and things of that nature. So it's just a whole different level of stress.
Yeah, well, one of the big things about like running your own business is managing your time. Obviously, you want to put everything you can into your business and make it as successful as possible. But there comes to a point where you need to be able to separate your business and your personal life, which is very hard to do in the beginning, believe it or not. It's something you always want to just put all your time into, but then you realize that, crap, I'm 3 months into this, which is still very early. I'm not where I want to be, because most likely business takes longer than you really actually think, and you end up not being happy. So you got to be able to manage that from the beginning, put the right amount of time where you need to spend it, and just keep moving forward.
Yeah, and I think it's very important to know when to start, like, taking yourself out of the equation a little bit and, like, delegating certain things in your business to other people. Because in the beginning, like you said, you're going to probably be involved 120% of the time. But as your business is scaling, you can afford the luxury to delegate certain things to other people and relieve some of that stress off your shoulders. Because if you don't do that, you're never going to scale, and you're going to be stressed out of your mind. And you will never be able to run a successful business if you yourself aren't, you know, in that mental state to do so.
Yeah, and you can't count on yourself for everything. There has to be a point in time where you have to bring other people into the equation. Obviously, every business is different, but bringing people in to assist with different things that can help you be more efficient and just do simpler, smaller tasks that you don't have to worry about definitely takes a lot of stress off of you. Yeah, maybe it costs you some money, but what's your stress worth? That's what you got to figure out.
Right. And another thing that plays into work stress is, you know, distractions, things that distract you from getting work done. And when you're not getting work done, you're being stressed. So it's kind of like a domino effect. And one of the distractions, believe it or not, is social media. I feel like it's so easy to get lost in it and find yourself, you know, on Instagram for 2 hours, on Facebook or TikTok for hours on end, when you're supposed to be getting work done. And when you realize, fuck, I've lost all my time doing this and I'm behind on this, that creates an extra unnecessary stress.
Yeah, so look at your phone and turn on the setting that tracks all your apps and shows you your time that you're spending everywhere, because that's going to make it real clear to you of what is really going on and give you the full picture. Not you'd be blinded, because realistically, you could be spending 4 hours a day on social media and not even know it. 30 minutes here, 15 minutes here, 10 minutes there, 5 minutes there. It adds up to 4 or 5 hours a day easily. I from my phone and removed a bunch of my social media accounts. One for privacy, but two also for the distractions, mainly for the distractions, because I don't want to open apps and get notifications unwillingly and just be pulled into it and trapped into it. I'll be getting notifications and be like, okay, let me look at this, let me look at that. Boom, next thing I know, there goes 30 minutes. So I don't want to deal with that. I got too much work to focus on and handle and take care of. Just as this podcast takes time, I'm putting my time into where I want it to be useful and used.
Yeah, and it's so easy, at least for me and from my personal experience, it's very easy for me to get lost in YouTube. I feel like YouTube is fucking awesome. Like, you can find anything on there.
Yeah, I'm subscribed only to like 20 people on YouTube because of that.
No, I'm subscribed to like 180 channels on YouTube. Yeah, and it's dangerous. So easy for me to get lost in there, and I catch myself. I'll watch a video, and then I'm on to the next one, and then I'm on to the next one. And I've been able to, you know, train myself to, if I'm only going to watch this video, I'm going to watch it, and then I'm going to get back to what I'm doing, because I like taking mini mental breaks throughout the day just to keep myself, you know, mentally sane.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I've trained myself not to just what's the word I'm looking for? Binge. Like binge watch, because that used to be my thing. I used to binge watch YouTube for hours.
I leave binge watching to Netflix at like midnight when I'm home relaxing. That's all I really do. That, and when I have the time for that, really, and on the weekends for sure too, not during the week.
Now that you brought up Netflix, I mean, it's not necessarily a social media, but it's a distraction, and that's a big one. I think since I've watched pretty much everything on Netflix, it's not as easy for me to binge watch anymore.
Hey, you watched everything already.
Yeah, I've watched everything already. That's the thing.
Well, wait till the new seasons come out, then there you go.
Exactly. So it's an easy distraction. You just got to know how to separate it and how not to fall too easily into it. Because if you have responsibilities you need to take care of, if you don't take care of them, then that's just going to cause more stress.
Some people watch Netflix while they're working.
I can't do that because I need to be able to focus on my work or the show.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
It's not as best interest to being efficient. And then you get stressed from maybe you missed out on something from work or whatever. And yeah, some people can multitask. I think women are a lot better than men at multitasking, to be honest. But for sure, I can't really do that either, unless it's some repetitive task I'm doing and I'll just pop a video up. But
right. And then I think, you know, the distractions is your personal life. Going out or, you know, doing something in your personal life that is going to impede in your work.
In your business life, yeah. You never want the two lives or two businesses to collide, like your personal life and your business life. Like if you go out at 3 a.m. on a Tuesday and you got to be working for your own business at 8 a.m. the next day, or be up by 6 to go to the gym, to go shower, to make yourself breakfast, to go do yoga, all that stuff, you're going to be worth nothing by the time Tuesday or Wednesday morning comes around.
Exactly. You're gonna be tired.
You're lucky if you're up by 10 a.m.
Yeah, you're gonna be tired.
There goes half your day.
If you drank, depending on what you drank, you'll be drunk, and then you'll be slow. You'll have a headache. It's just gonna get in the way of work. And from my experience, because I've been there, like I'll get up the next morning, I'm like, I don't want to do this. I'll probably put it off, and then me putting it off stresses it more, because the way I plan things to go doesn't go the way I want it to. Not that I stress, but like if I had a deadline for something and I missed that deadline, it gets to me. I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm very punctual.
I've gone out during the week before. I went out probably maybe 2-3 weeks ago, like on a Tuesday, because I had some friends in town, and I was out till like 3 a.m. But I knew the next day was gonna be fairly easy. I had really done a lot of work that Monday and Tuesday, so when Wednesday was coming around, it's kind of like just checking a few things here, and doing outreach to get new business. That was pretty much it. So I took the hit there. I obviously napped after finishing my work, so that for when Thursday comes around, I'm good to go, and Friday comes around as well.
Yeah, and it's, you don't have to like completely stop doing personal and fun things, but it's just about a balance. Like for example, we went out Thursday.
Yeah, for your birthday.
We went out Thursday to celebrate my 24th,
which is Friday, Junior. Which going out on Thursday is a little bit more acceptable than a Tuesday,
but. Yeah, it is. But, and not to cut you off, but this is the common thing I see. A lot of people will be like, let me go out Thursday and Friday I'll take it easy because it's the beginning of the weekend.
Yeah, and then your friends hit you up on Friday and you're like, oh, shit.
And that's an easy trap to fall into. Every week. And that's, and you'll fall behind on whatever it is you're doing, and that also is going to create more stress. But what we did, we went out, but we were up bright and early Friday and hit the ground running. It didn't stop us.
Exactly, yeah. So, yeah, we weren't even out that late either. Yeah, I think we got home by 1 or something.
Yeah, it was like 1:30 we got home. And, you know, it's just about finding balance.
Literally, and holding yourself accountable. And worst case scenario, if we were on Friday, if we realized that, shit, we're behind, we can work Saturday, Sunday. Like, we'll put our big boy pants on and got to do whatever we got to do to make sure we complete all our work, realistically.
Exactly. So, and then you also, on top of work stress, whether it's for your business, whether it's for your own personal job, you have personal stress.
Yeah.
And everyone has some kind of personal stress, whether it's stress in a relationship, whether it's stress with family, whether it's stress with friends or stress within yourself.
Your emotions.
Yeah, yeah. Like
the conflicts you bring to yourself or that other people bring to you, opinions that you think are right and wrong. And you can be stressed by all this, and people don't even identify this sometimes. They're just bothered and don't even understand why. Like if you have a different opinion than somebody else, maybe you'll be talking to them back and forth, and that whole conversation will stress you out because it turns into a conflict. You just have to realize that, okay, should I remove myself from this conflict or should I resolve this conflict and go from there? You can't let it simmer and boil up. Everything has to be spoken about. If not, you're going to just create stress for yourself and keep your mind running and wondering, which is one of the worst things in the world. So you got to make sure that everything is just basically, to be stress-free is basically communicated and has like a end objective or a resolution to it.
Right. And, you know, another thing with stress, and a lot of people don't realize it, but personal stress overflows into your work life. Yeah,
100%.
Like, I know there's been times in my life where something in my personal life is stressing me the fuck out.
And yeah, like if you're...
And it's affecting my work, my work day.
If your family member is in the hospital, there's no way you're not going to be stressed at work worrying about them all day long and stuff like that. So
yeah.
It's really hard to manage that type of stress, but it is possible. And it's almost one of those things where like you should feel better about yourself when you don't let that interrupt your work life. Maybe, yeah, tell your bosses, tell your business partner, tell whoever, like identify it and communicate that. That'll relieve some stress for you for sure, because they'll be understanding, and there won't be this awkward kind of tension going on in the office or whatever. So you always want to be like open and honest about what is stressing out in your personal life to some extent. Obviously, if it's personal, it's personal, but I think that helps out a lot, because if not, your boss blows up on you, you're stressed because your mom's in the hospital or whatever, you're gonna blow up back on him, and then there goes your job or whatever. Yeah, it's not worth it.
It's like it's a domino effect, like I said earlier. And there are definitely ways to manage the biggest and the smallest of stresses in any aspect.
Yeah, it could be stress from getting late to work, or stress from getting fired from your job, or not having any money in your bank account. Whatever it may be, like for us, easy solution for not being late to work, wake up 30 minutes earlier. Look at the traffic patterns. See what makes more sense. Talk to your bosses. See if you can come in earlier or later. Leave early. Like there's things you can communicate about. Bring ideas to the table. Don't just let things like make you feel happy or sad just because of what it is and it affects your personal life. Maybe just take a step back in your life and realize what is your main stress causers. Write them down and then go from there and see how you can solve it.
Write them down and go one by one and see how can I solve this one? How can I solve this one? How can I solve this one? And, you know, I personally believe that the biggest cause of stress or the biggest type of stress and majority of people's life is financial stress, especially now with, you know, what we went through last year, unfortunately, in the world with the pandemic. Many people lost their jobs. Many people still haven't found jobs.
And I think it's the financial stress of going both ways of like, not even that you're broke, but even if you have money, like it could realize a stress could occur to you that, wow, I have money, but I'm still stressed about stuff, which is making you even more stressed because at some point you thought that financially being stable was going to make you stress-free, which is not the case at all.
It literally, if you think about it, stressing about stress is just going to cause more stress, and that's the worst stress that you could have.
Yeah.
Because you're worried about so many different things, you're worrying about worrying, and that's the worst thing you can do.
And you can't ignore it either. You have to identify and create actionable solutions to this through your emotions, through your brain, your mind, through physically maybe going out and working out, maybe just putting time apart for yourself for your day to think, sit down, write your thoughts, do yoga, eat healthy, sleep. There's a bunch of different things you can do that really will just hone in yourself and as yourself as a being and pretty much help you conquer stress. You're never going to have a stress-free life. That's a bad thing, like we said in the beginning, because if you're living a stress-free life, I mean, maybe you want to be on the beach all day and then walk back and forth and in a random beach and a random island and pick berries from the tree and have no stress about anything. Hey,
listen, you know what the crazy thing is?
If that makes you happy.
A lot of people, and I think this is like the other side of financial stress. A lot of people think that once they have all the money in the world, that they're not going to be stressed. But honestly, I think that in itself is a different level of stress, because
you're always going to want that check. You're going to always want that money. Your bank account has to be at a certain level. Like, no, people set themselves in too much of, like, these stigmas and these opinions and expectations.
Yeah, like they see this guy with the personal jet online. They're like, oh, that guy is the best life ever.
Yeah, we were
probably isn't stressed. That guy's probably more stressed than a lot of people we know.
We were talking to one of our buddies yesterday, and he said all that wealth brings is different logos and different brands and different cars you drive into your life that are more expensive. It doesn't really change anything else about that. It could make you a shittier human being. It could show you your true colors. So you just gotta realize what is causing you to stress. I can't like really mention that enough. That's the only way you can solve your stress.
Yeah, it's finding the underlying cause. It's kind of like when, like with health, you know, you have a cough, you'll take something to stop coughing, but you want to find the underlying cause for that cough and attack that, not just try to hide the cough and kind of like bury it under the bridge, you get me?
Yeah.
So you got to find what's causing the stress. And, you know, everyone deals with stress differently. Find activities that help you cope with stress. Because, for example, my ways of coping with stress are physical activity. I like the gym and I love doing MMA. For me, MMA is the best stress relief. I go in there and for an hour and a half, multiple times a week, I'm beating up on someone and my focus is off any stress I have. And my only thing I'm focusing on is trying not to get my ass beat.
Yeah, your phone's in your bag and you just focus on one thing. You're not worried about anything else that's going on in the outside world other than your MMA training. Yeah,
you have no idea how many times I've gone into a training session and I'm stressed about something and I come out and I'm relaxed. Like, my mind is at ease. I'm able to think clear, because I feel like what a lot of people make a mistake by doing is thinking emotionally when it comes to dealing with stress and how to attack it. And not logic. And I'm guilty of that myself. Like, when I want to solve something that's causing me stress, I get too emotional about it and I don't use my head as much as I should.
Humans are emotional beings, though.
Yeah, no, I know. But I'm saying, like, after I... Like, if I'm feeling that way, I go into a training session and I come out, I'm so clear up in the head and I'm like, okay, let's do this way. And I'm more calm.
You have to be, yeah.
More relaxed, and I'm able to use my head more. And that's why I'm preaching... Find whatever it is that helps you get that feeling, that helps you clear your head and ease that stress so that you're able to solve those problems.
Yeah, I think the best way to start is just cutting back on the things that you're currently doing that are either toxic, that are just causing you stress, that you can easily say no to, but you don't say no to. Just make yourself less obligated to go out and do things. Take 2 weeks off from seeing your friends. Start writing stuff down. Figure out who you are as a person.
Yeah, put yourself first.
What makes you happy? What makes you sad? What really, like, truly who you are as a human being, like as a man, woman, person, whatever you may be. Just figure that out, because it's going to help you out a lot in life, later in life. Right now, when you have kids, you can understand your kids. You can understand everything that much better because you understand yourself. And that's what it takes in life to get to the places you want to be, and you're not going to be where you want to be if you're always constantly stressed.
Yeah. Manage your stress, and I think keeping it at bay and knowing how to deal with it, you're just going to be happy and live a happier life.
Yeah, I used to let stress emotionally affect me a lot. Now, for some reason, I'm kind of like immune to it. Like, I know what I got to do to get everything done and what it takes. And I know I can do anything I set my mind to. That mentality has helped me a lot. Even when I really don't know what I'm doing, I'll go ahead, learn it. I'll figure it out. I know that I can do that deep down inside of myself. And that makes me that much more confident and that much more stress free.
Yeah. And like, for example, I'll give you guys an example. When I first started, you know, getting into business and marketing, if I would have had a client and I lost them, I probably wouldn't know how to deal with that. I would have freaked out. I would have been like, fuck, that's, you know, less money coming in. Now I got to find a way to, you know, supplement and replace that income. But, you know, last week, we lose a client and I'm like, okay, that this is a problem. I'm not going to stress about it. We're just going to figure the situation out. And what is the answer to that problem? What is the solution? Get another fucking client. And how many more do we get?
Got 4 more.
Exactly. Problem solved. You don't stress. You just do what you got to do to fix the underlying root of whatever would cause that stress. And once you're able to, like, deal with shit like that and nothing phases you, you become unstoppable as a human being.
Yeah, and there's 3 things I don't really stress about. Maybe two, but one is time. I don't stress about the time of things that happen because you can't change time.
You can't control time.
And death. I don't really stress over death, to be honest. It's a tough topic, but yeah. I just keep myself.
I don't know. I don't stress about death, but like, yeah, I guess it's a different topic.
I just know crazy. I just know what I'm capable of and I'm not capable of, and I just don't do things that won't get me killed. I mean, that would get me killed. I don't do them. So there, it's just black and white in that sense. Yeah. That's how you don't stress about it, really. To be black and white with yourself, be real with yourself. And as far as time, like, there's so many. When I was younger, I just wanted to be rich and have this car and do all this stuff. But now I'm just like, okay, I'm accepting where I'm at and where I want to be and where I'm going to be. So I just got to do everything that it's going to take to get to that point. And we have it all written down. We have a plan. And just go from there step by step and let life take kind of its course of action. And actually, it'll go by faster if you let that happen than if you try to rush it. Yeah. It's kind of like that balance that's always happening in life that you always stress over because you can't beat it or can't get ahead of it. Trust me, that balance will put you right where you want to be and where you're going to be if you just let it happen.
Exactly. And to close out, you know, you don't want to, don't aim for a life that's stress-free. You do need a little stress in your life. I feel like
it gives you that pressure, it gives you that motive.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Me, for some reason, whenever my back's against the wall, whenever I have heavy pressure, I perform my best. And no matter what it is.
The sports is the best example for me. I'll play football. Like, if we're down by a touchdown or two touchdowns and there's a minute left, I will physically do whatever it takes to take my team to where it needs to be. I'll catch whatever ball, I'll throw whatever ball, I'll do whatever. Like, I'll figure it out from within me. And if I don't have that pressure, I'm almost kind of like complacent. So I always keep myself like
under pressure,
a little bit of stress. Under stress, yeah. I don't lose sleep over it at night. Like, if we lost the game, okay, it is what it is. Like, there's certain things that you can't change, and you gotta identify and respect that in life too. But I always like being pressured. I always like having this certain thing that is gonna make me a better person and a stronger person, and give me that competitive drive.
Yeah. So I'm the same way. I love the pressure. I love some level of stress. And yeah. I feel like it triggers my flight or fight response. And
I know when I get too stressed, I gotta go, okay, whoa, let me take a step back today. I'm not clocking into the office today. I'll let everybody know, hey, I'm out. And I'll just identify everything. Writing everything down helps me so, so much. That's the most powerful thing I think I do. I'll grab a notebook, pen and paper, and just write, like, in bullet points, everything I gotta do, what's making me sad, happy, emotionally, what's going on, what I have to do for work, the to-do list, who can help me with this, who cannot, how to best go about it, and just be really, literally on paper, black and white, about how to conquer my stress.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah. And always read. That's one thing I forgot to mention.
Yeah,
read.
That's something I started doing a lot more.
Read other books. You get other people's opinion. I think it's the best way. Screw YouTube. Screw watching videos, reading blogs. Grab a book that's been published. Read about what's going on. Like, the author like has to share with you. Obviously, it's important. He put his time into 200 pages of work, and read the reviews of the book too, but that's really going to take you that next level and be that much more of a different thinker.
Yeah, it's a different perspective.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much it, guys. That wraps up this episode. If you guys have, you know, any questions?
This got me stressed, bro. Oh, man, I just messed up the mic there. But this got, no, this doesn't have me stressed. I mean, that actually relieves a lot of stress talking about stress in a weird way.
Yeah, and that's your way of Sure. Stress relief.
Thank you guys. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I think that's pretty much it. Well, thank you guys for listening. If you guys have any, you know, suggestions on topics you guys want to hear, let us know.
Email us,
DM us. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Like the episode, give us 5 stars. We deserve 5 stars. This is 5-star quality fucking material.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's like 2.5. We're working our way up. No, I'm just kidding. Whatever you thought about it, review it as is. We like all the criticism.
They thought 5 stars. I'm a mind reader.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, we'll go from there. We're going to make this better and better. We're going to get better microphones. I'm going to learn how to speak eloquently and professionally.
We're also at some point, we don't know when, but we're definitely going to turn this into like a video podcast, because you definitely need to put our faces to our voice.
And put us on YouTube and just be on every platform out there, like that Gary Vee style.
Yeah, literally.
But all right, guys. Till next time.
Peace.